Hi, I'm Andrew, the rector of St Mary's here in Hanwell, and welcome to our daily video reflection for Holy Week. This year, our reflections are going to take the form of Lectio Divina, a spiritual exercise often known as slow reading of Scripture. And our hope is that that's going to help us to engage with Jesus throughout Holy Week. Every day, one of our clergy will take us through a piece of Scripture and give us some questions to reflect on. And then different members of our church family will lead us in prayers. As with all our online content, it's important that you choose to join in, because when we do, that's when we have a much better chance of meeting with Jesus.
Our reading today comes from John 19. As you listen to this reading, let it soak in. Listen for what words or phrases stand out to you, and stay with that phrase or word. I'm going to read the reading twice, and in between there will be a pause with a couple of questions. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench, at a place called the stone pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. How would you label Jesus? I wonder what grated on you, made you uncomfortable in this reading. I wonder what your feelings are towards this reading. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench, at a place called the stone pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, with two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Now a few moments for personal prayer.
Let us pray to a Father of prayers of intercession. Through Christ who gave himself for the life of the world, for forgiveness for many times we have denied Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Christian people, that through the suffering of disunity, that they may grow a rich union in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who make laws, interpret them and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who have courage and honestly to work openly for justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are weighed down with hardship, failure or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen.